Introduction. For most people, including real estate agents, selling a home is complicated and frustrating because of one reason: mistakes. In this book, I will show you how to make the most money by avoiding these common mistakes. What's sad is that most agents don't really want you to know about them, because these mistakes often work to their advantage, not yours. This book is intended for all home sellers, especially those who have struggled to sell their homes. This book is about what works to sell your home. It doesn't matter if the market is going up or down, in transition, or in a pandemic. I will also cover what seems to work but doesn't, and why. Everything you'll read in this book is simple, backed by a lot of statistics and based on common sense. When a sale goes sideways or nowhere at all, homeowners often agonize about what they should have done differently. Maybe you're thinking this book is going to explain the importance of curb appeal, the importance of pricing your home based on other sales, how to make the right improvements, decluttering, staging, and posting on the multiple listing service. These strategies are all important and very basic, and you will likely already know all of them. But this book covers everything else, most of which agents won't tell you about. What are these critical issues? I'll cover the pros and cons of several elements of home selling that most sellers know little about, things like acronym inflation, boutiques, and international brokerages, broker's license versus a sales license, commissions, dual agency, FSBOing, the for sale sign, hiring friends and family, industry dynamics, networks, open houses, picking agents to interview, pricing, print ads, theft, working with teams. Also, I'll deal with firing your agent. Do I have your attention yet? After reading this book, I can promise that you'll experience a smoother selling process and, more importantly, secure the best price for your home. Before I decided to write this book, my wife, Anne, asked me if anyone had written anything like it. We both assumed there would be at least one book already published, but we couldn't find it. The only other home selling related books that we could find describe things like explaining the sales process or discussing the basics of investing. The rest were written by agents reliving their successes and fun life experiences. Some just like to brag, because if you know what's in these pages, it doesn't help the agent. Because very little of this book helps the agent. Why is this the first time you're hearing this kind of advice? Agents rely on the customs of the real estate industry that have developed over a long time, and too often these customs get in the way of what's actually best for the home seller. Here's the lowdown. To get more listings, an agent is trained to handle three simple questions that a seller usually asks. The agent knows they need to have good answers to: how much money will I get when my house sells? How fast can I sell my house? Will this agent do the best job for me? We all know the agent needs to address these questions to get your listing, and therein lies the rub. Their answers often lead you astray. By understanding this and the dynamics of the industry as laid out in this book, you'll be able to better evaluate what's best for you, not your agent. Not only will homeowners benefit from this book, but so will real estate agents, particularly those who are interested in building a thriving, successful business based on trust, referrals, and repeat business. Agents don't need to be completely self-serving to succeed. It's crucial to find an agent who is always going to put your best interests first. How did I come up with this stuff? This book references a variety of sources. Most are from the National Association of Realtors, a large trade group founded in 1908 that now has over 1.4 million members. That's among the largest political action committees, known as a PAC. Funded by real estate agents, it is the number two spender on lobbying in the United States, only after the United States Chamber of Commerce. As you read through this book, keep in mind that a PAC's primary purpose is to influence public policy in the direction most favorable to the group's members. NAR's clients are realtors, pure and simple. Realtors' clients are home buyers and sellers. Therefore, NAR's clients are not home buyers and sellers. For over 40 years, NAR has sent out a survey to recent home buyers, many of whom also sold a home. The survey uses a random sample that is weighted to represent home sales geographically. The result is a data-rich report that outlines market characteristics and describes the demographics of home buyers and sellers. Statistical changes in buyer and seller behaviors from year to year are rarely significant, so this data will be highly relevant even if it's years old. There are a few other significant sources or surveys about real estate. I've done my best to scour for more, but most of my stats are from NAR. Unfortunately and sadly, there is no better source for residential real estate industry statistics. Since I happen to be a member of NAR, I requested a copy of their survey. To my surprise, I was denied. I was told that in order to see it, I'd need to be one of the randomly selected 160,000 recipients. So I decided to work my connections. It actually took me 2 months to get a copy. Now I can't reveal my sources. They told me that if I did, that I'd be found in a ditch. Well, they were joking, but they did ask that I not publish how I received the information. In this book, I dive into the most common industry customs, how these customs are promoted, and the statistics, or lack of statistics, that no one talks about. After reading Seller Mistakes, you can decide for yourself if the customs and what NAR promotes benefit the homeowner or are skewed to help the agent win more business at your expense over and over again. But before I get into all of that, I'd like to share a little bit about me, my family, and my journey in the real estate industry. How I ended up selling houses. To start, I grew up in Southern California, the middle of three boys. Both sides of my family were in sales all their lives. My mother's family built hundreds of homes in the 1970s, and my father still sells life insurance. They worked hard. Learning from my parents, my brothers Brian, Darren, and I always worked hard too. We started working when we were 11 years old. We worked paper routes, sold programs and souvenirs at Dodger Stadium, mowed lawns, dug holes, whatever we could to make a buck. Each of us participated in scouts where we learned to be prepared and earned our Eagle Scout awards. After graduating in finance from Gonzaga University, I worked a couple of office jobs that required a real estate sales license. I serviced and managed commercial loans for the most part. My stepfather, Ron, was a general contractor, so I worked part-time on construction sites while taking a course at Pasadena Community College where we built a home from scratch. I did everything from digging the foundation and reading the plans to installing the faucets and meeting the inspectors. At 24 years old, I decided I wanted to flip homes. I was happy when my grandfather, Tony Panino, a retired home builder, agreed to finance me. It took a full year to find my first house, a two-bedroom Fannie Mae foreclosure on Marengo Avenue in Pasadena, California. The year was 1997, the asking price was $89,000, and we were in a buyer's market. I offered $82,500 cash, and the bank accepted. As you might imagine, I was thrilled. I fixed everything in that house with my own two hands, and then I sold the home for $122,000. After expenses, my profit was $16,000. I was elated. Success! In the next few years, I went on to flip 20 different homes. Knowing what I know now, I made a lot of mistakes, mostly with the sales process, but I still at least made money. Usually I bought directly from the listing agent on the property. This was almost always an uncomfortable experience. I never understood how they could fairly represent both buyer and seller at the same time. Still, I always got good deals. More on that later. I almost never liked how my home sales were handled. I always wound up working with the wrong agents who didn't have the right strategies. To me, the process seemed too self-serving for the agent. Here's what I mean. Most agents started the marketing process by bringing their own buyers before going on the open market. What's up with that? Open houses were always a must. And I thought, why? and almost everything they did was sloppy. The for sale signs were crooked, their flyers were uninspired, and the photos were dull. Worst of all, they didn't even know their way around a contract. So I finally decided to get my real estate broker's license. That way, I could take control and actually represent myself. But, with full disclosure, I never really wanted to be an agent. Why? Well, to be honest, I didn't like most agents. It didn't seem to me to be an admirable career. But then something happened. After I got my license, the neighbors of my flip properties started asking me if I could help them sell their homes. I met other people who asked me to help them buy and sell. Then I got even more exciting requests. Agents started asking if they could join me, since I was a successful broker. I was going in a new direction, and it was time to sell the trucks and the wheelbarrow. The business of flipping homes had been a roller coaster of emotions and hard on me and my finances. I discovered I no longer had the stomach for it. So I started to transition from flipping homes to becoming the youngest practicing broker in town with my own brokerage office. Bradmont Realty was born. It grew to 10 agents strong, and in case you're wondering, the name Bradmont comes from the combination of Bradley, my middle name, and the name of my firstborn, and Mont for mountains. Diehard Boy Scouts who've heard of Philmont, the scout ranch in New Mexico, will understand the inspiration behind the name. I moved from my dining room table to an office on the top floor of Arcade Lane in Pasadena. With a successful brokerage, I never worked harder in my life, and I was really proud. However, having a boutique office with a small network was tough. A great website, a nice office, a slick presentation, a good number of producing agents, and my shiny smile would only take me so far. In 2000, during this transition from flipping to selling, I met my future wife, Anne, and I realized she was the girl for me. A few years later, I sold my brokerage to a national brand, we married, and went on to have two beautiful boys. From there on, I entered pure sales, and I've never looked back. Since then, in the past 20 years, I've sold more than 500 homes. I've represented judges, attorneys, mediators, movie stars, CEOs, banks, foreign nationals, charities, Caltech scientists, other realtors, executors, developers, trustees, nonagenarians, one prisoner, and many priests. I was fortunate enough that the Wall Street Journal has ranked me in the top 0.1% of real estate agents in the nation. As a top seller at Sotheby's International Realty in Pasadena for the last 6 years, my clients consistently tell me that they love my approach. That's why I'm sharing it with you. I want you to know the secrets and the mistakes, the behind-the-scenes things that actually make a difference in selling your home. I believe this book is going to be great for you. Look at it like a cheat sheet, a way to hack the real estate system to your benefit. After reading this book, I'm confident that you will understand how to sell your home without mistakes. Mike.